All right, so we're going to be reading from Genesis 19, verses 23 through 26. So Genesis 19, verses 23 through 26. And God's word said, The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew these cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. So I'm going to start off by saying that salvation is a gift of grace given by only God. It's a gift given only by God. And that's a comfort, and at the same time, that's a heart-stopping thought. So, for Lot, the person that was saved from that city, it was a comfort that God gave him that salvation, that God saved him from that city. But for Sodom and Gomorrah, it was a heart-stopping thought. It ended their lives. It was their punishment for their sin. So, if God in his perfect timing and just will leave someone to their sin and their depravity and ultimately their damnation, there is absolutely nothing that that person can do to obtain salvation. That happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. God was doing something there when he rained down fire and brimstone upon that city that we really need to recognize today. God showed in his punishment for Sodom and Gomorrah that salvation is not freely given out for all eternity. I mean, we think today that we could get away with our secret plan to just give God the last bit of our lives, to just give our lives to God on our deathbeds. And we think, we have the audacity to think that we can get away with just giving him the least bit of our lives, the tiniest scraps of our lives. We can get away with living our lives in sin and in depravity and all these things and the pleasures of this world, and then just get out of jail free card at the end and just give our lives to God and just get the ticket to heaven. But here's the thing. God really doesn't have to save us. My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts, thus says the Lord. It says in Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 7, we read a heart cry for the people of God. And it says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them. And to our God he will freely pardon." And that's really what the story of Sodom and Gomorrah is about. It's about the three different ways that we as people can approach repentance, true repentance from our sin. So the first way is shown from Sodom and Gomorrah themselves. Like Sodom and Gomorrah, we can just outright reject God's free gift of salvation. Some of us can't see past the sin and the pleasures of this world, and that's just enough for us, and that's what we take. And ultimately, we will receive our punishment on that day, on the judgment day, and it will be too late for salvation for those people. They will definitely want salvation on that day. They will cry, "Lord, Lord," and he will say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." They will cry out for salvation, but they will find none. The second way we can approach repentance is we can be like Lot. And there is hope in the example of Lot. Like Lot, we can turn away from our sins. We can turn away from our Sodoms and Gomorrahs, and we can look to Jesus and be saved from the judgment and the damnation. It is a just and free gift of God. So if we turn from what we were to what we will become through Jesus Christ and God the Father, we will have eternal life, and we will spend it in just eternal praise to him. And the third way that we can approach repentance is a little bit darker. It's the way Lot's wife approached repentance. We, like Lot's wife, can be saved from our sins, but we can turn back and look on him. And God's word says that if you're saved, you cannot become unsaved. But like Lot's wife, we have to question the salvation if we turn back to our sins and we forget God's gift of grace. So many people have come up with many different reasons that Lot's wife looked back. But we really don't have to look beyond ourselves to figure out why she did that, because we do it for the exact same reasons. The first reason is, quite frankly, unbelief. We have unbelief in our salvation. We have unbelief in the fact that we are saved from our sins. And the other part of unbelief is we have unbelief that the wrath is actually real. We have unbelief that there actually is judgment for the sin. We have unbelief that there is punishment for sin. The second reason that we could look back is the fact that we want our sin back. We desired sin. We liked our sin. We really want our sin back. We remember how the sin so easily gave us pleasure, and we want it back. And those are really the reasons why we look back at our sin. And like Lot's wife, we will be punished for that. And this is somewhat of a valid illustration for this repentance, but it's kind of like a diet. You know, the first 2 weeks you're on it, you're doing good, and you really think you got this. The third or fourth week comes rolling around, and then you're just like, you see the fried chicken, you see the chips, and you're just like, oh no. And you think you can get away with just one little bite, you can get away with just one little chip. And the diet ends right there. You will go back into what you once had. And just like repentance, that one sin will lead to another sin, and you will find yourself back where you began. So, there's so many places in God's Word that speak of turning back to sin, and there are so many examples. I'll just name a few. One of them was the sowers, the parable of the sowers. If you remember, one seed was cast on fertile ground, and it shot up quickly, but the thorns and weeds came and choked out that plant. And that's a lot like how some people come to salvation and they just accept it and they love it real quick and they just grow so quickly. But then over time they slowly begin to go away and then they quickly just withdraw from what they found. And they just get choked out by the weeds and the thorns, which is the wares and the cares and the sin of this world. And so another example is in Proverbs, there's an example given by a dog that returns to its vomits. It says, just as a dog returns to its vomit, so does a fool return to its folly. I mean, we find an example even in 2 Peter, where 2 Peter talks about how there's a pig that was just washed clean from its filthiness, and how it so easily returns to the mud. And the story of Sodom and Gomorrah isn't the only place in God's Word where we find the judgment of God. Just think about Noah. I mean, you think Noah didn't want to tell everyone he knew that God was going to flood the earth and show his wrath on the earth and to end all life on earth? He definitely told everyone he knew. But God didn't wait for everyone to get on the ark. He gave Noah years. He gave the world years. But there came a day when God closed the doors of the ark, and everyone on the outside of the ark faced God's wrath, and there was a global flood and global extinction, except for the people in God's salvation in the ark, and like Noah's family. And so it was the same in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. People were buying, selling, eating, sleeping, and everything was normal, and they thought their lives were just totally fine, and they thought they could get away with what they were doing. They were totally fine. But then fire and sulfur rained down on them, and they were destroyed. So the day that Lot left Sodom and Gomorrah, they were all totally normal, but God showed his punishment on them, and they did not see that coming at all. The doors of the ark should close on us today. And that's really my application of this. This free gift that God offers will not be given forever. We need to repent. And we need to repent with true repentance. Like John said before, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. That's true repentance. Forsaking our sins and turning our eyes to Jesus and turning our backs to what we once were, to our sins. So we need to truly repent while God is still near and while there is still time. Amen.